It's a new year. This year is going to be a great one. I'm going to be better. I'm going to eat better things. I'm going to be better about not being on my phone. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to run. I'm going to run a race. Maybe I'll run a marathon. I'm going to need to train for this. And this beard is going to slow me down big time. I need to be more aerodynamic. I'm going to need to shave it. Thankfully, I can get a trial shave set from Harry's for just $3 with a two-tone ergonomic handle, German-engineered blades, and rich foaming shave gel. Oh, and it comes with a travel cover, too, so I can stay aerodynamic anywhere I go. Travel. Yeah, I'm going to do that this year, too.
Start your year off right with Harry's. Get started with a trial set for just $3 plus free shipping at harrys.com/face. That's harrys.com/face.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tens of thousands of residents in Los Angeles County still not able to return to their neighborhoods after last week's deadly wildfires. Santa Ana winds are back, along with the threat of hurricane-force gusts. Fireman George Baxter is among several firefighters who lost homes in Altadena and didn't think the Eaton Fire would spread to their area.
85-mile-per-hour winds. It's just nobody stood a chance. Nobody could be prepared for it. It's just a natural disaster.
The exact cause of the Eaton Fire still under investigation. The Biden administration says a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas is getting closer as brokered talks progress. Confirmation hearings set to begin this week for President-elect Trump's key cabinet posts. And Starbucks says it's reversing its hangout policy. The new chain policy will require a person to purchase something in order to stay or use the restrooms. The company says it's working to make its stores more welcoming, that after a drop-off in customers and sales. This is ABC News. Dozens killed in Africa's most populated country in what authorities say is another Islamic State-affiliated attack.
An attack in northeast Nigeria Saturday left at least 40 farmers dead, and a government official says the ISIS-affiliated Boko Haram group carried out the attack and that civilians should stay in designated safe zones. This is the latest flash of violence that began in 2009 as Boko Haram seeks to impose its radical version of Islamic law. The UN says the conflict has led to 35,000 civilian deaths and displaced more than 2 million. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Svetlana Dali, the woman who allegedly snuck onto a Delta from flight from JFK to Paris in November, was indicted today on a stowaway charge. The 57-year-old was rearrested in December in Buffalo after she cut off her GPS monitoring device and attempted to enter Canada. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin. Terrific.
Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Again, scent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maracas, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent maracas smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures only tapping the single digits and winds blustery, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, making our wind chills feel sub-zero all day long. And a few flurries fly around late, with no accumulations expected. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 7 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Two men are dead following an aerial basket lift accident in western Wisconsin. We get more from Ted Allen.
The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Office said the men were in the basket trimming trees Saturday morning when the aerial lift, which was on a slight slope, tipped over. Galesville police and other first responders at the scene confirmed the deaths of the two men, who have yet to be identified.
A Milwaukee truck driver was killed in a crash with a plow truck in south central Wisconsin. Investigators say the truck driven by the 59-year-old hit the back of the plow truck Friday afternoon on I-39 near Beloit in Rock County while the plow truck was removing snow from the median. That crash blocked all southbound lanes of the freeway. The plow truck driver was not injured. And high schoolers have a chance to design next year's state park passes. The Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications and drawings through April 30th. Find out more at dnr.wi.gov. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Two men are dead following an apparent worksite accident in western Wisconsin over the weekend. Emergency responders were called to the scene in Galesville shortly after 11 a.m. Saturday, that according to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department. Authorities say the men were up in a lift bucket trimming trees when the bucket tipped over, sending them plummeting to the ground. It appears the lift was sitting on a slight slope, causing the balance to shift, according to investigators. The Sheriff's Department has not released the name of the victims. Two areas in western Wisconsin are among the fastest growing in the state. That, according to a new population project report from the Wisconsin Department of Administration, which factors in population age, fertility rates, and death rates. Trempealeau County is expected to be the second fastest growing county in western Wisconsin through 2050, only behind Dane County. By 2050, Trempealeau County is projected to grow by 24%. Eau Claire County is expected to continue to grow by 7%. Meanwhile, the population in Pepin County is expected to decline by approximately 23% by 2050. Dunn County is expected to decline by 6%, Buffalo County by 21%, and Pierce County is forecast to have a 14% decline in population by 2050. More money is being invested into future generations of farmers in western Wisconsin. That's thanks to the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, a yearly event hosted in a different county each year, which brought in over $145,000 for the Community Foundation of Chippewa County. A check was given to board members on Saturday. Over $120,000 will go towards youth education and agriculture. Rob Mooney, the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days executive chair, says they want to be able to help children stay in the agriculture industry because it's an important industry and the largest industry in Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
One person is dead after a single vehicle accident in Pepin Township Saturday morning. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, 29-year-old Christopher Noel of rural Pepin was traveling southbound on Big Hill Road when he failed to negotiate a curve, left the roadway, striking an embankment, causing the vehicle to overturn. Noel was ejected from the vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene by the Pepin County coroner. Three people were injured in a two-vehicle accident in Ludington Township Friday. According to the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department, a vehicle driving on Highway N, the driver failed to stop at a stop sign at the intersection of Highway 27 and then struck a vehicle traveling on Highway 27. The driver of the first vehicle was taken to the hospital. The driver and passenger of the second vehicle were also taken to the hospital, with the passenger having life-threatening injuries. The State Building Commission has approved the completion of the Heritage Hall project at UW-Stout. Governor Evers announced the approval by the commission Friday. The state will spend $5.4 million for the completion of Heritage Hall at UW-Stout, creating a new unified home for the College of Arts and Human Sciences by consolidating and co-locating spaces across several facilities. The commission also approved projects at UW-Madison and UW-Whitewater and other maintenance issues across the state. The barricades are back out along the roads on the Lac du Flambeau Reservation. WAOW-TV reports tribal leaders are preparing to block off roads on the reservation in under a week if the town of Lac du Flambeau doesn't pay easement fees on the roads. The tribe is giving the town until Thursday to get current. Those roads cross tribal lands to get to private homes of non-tribal members, and the companies in charge of those properties stopped paying easements decades ago. A spokesman for the tribe says Thursday will be the end of a 90-day warning of non-payment. The state of Minnesota plans to begin testing raw milk to see if it contains bird flu. The testing is part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's efforts to determine if the H5N1 virus is present in the nation's milk supply. The state will use samples submitted for other types of testing to help limit the burden on Minnesota dairy farmers. That new testing should start at the beginning of February. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting state residents to check out America's national bird in the wild. The DNR is hosting a bald eagle watching day in Sauk Prairie this Saturday. There is a new Wisconsin River Outlook and Prairie du Sac that guests can spot the eagles from. Sauk Prairie High School will also be hosting live Raptor shows as part of the gathering. Everything is free to attend. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
It's a new year. This year is going to be a great one. I'm going to be better. I'm going to eat better things. I'm going to be better about not being on my phone. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to run. I'm going to run a race. Maybe I'll run a marathon. I'm going to need to train for this. And this beard is going to slow me down big time. I need to be more aerodynamic. I'm going to need to shave it. Thankfully, I can get a trial shave set from Harry's for just $3 with a two-tone ergonomic handle, German-engineered blades, and rich foaming shave gel. Oh, and it comes with a travel cover, too, so I can stay aerodynamic anywhere I go. Travel. Yeah, I'm going to do that this year, too.
Start your year off right with Harry's. Get started with a trial set for just $3 plus free shipping at harrys.com/face. That's harrys.com/face.
Bowman on Bush at Chili Bowl. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. The Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. The green flag flies on the 2025 NASCAR season with the clash at Bowman Gray Stadium February 2nd.
Drivers, start your engine!
The NASCAR Cup Series, NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Catch all the action on the voice of NASCAR for over 55 years, the Motor Racing Network.
It may be the off season for sprint car racing, but you can still check out years of Wing Nation's programs to get that sprint car fix. I'm Steve Post from Wing Nation. You can head to our YouTube or Facebook page or any of the audio podcast platforms to check out interviews with the champions, the race winners, the personalities, and the stories that you won't find anywhere else. Champion David Gravel. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wing Nation, we are your home for sprint car racing.
Midget team owner Alex Bowman is realistic about Kyle Busch's chance for victory as the NASCAR Cup Series champ makes his owner-driver debut at the Chili Bowl Midget Nationals this week in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Busch is joining several NASCAR stars like Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell, who have both nabbed wins on the dirt oval. Bowman believes fate will ultimately decide Busch's success.
If he made the prelim feature, like, that would be a good week because that puts you like D main or forward or whatever on Saturday. So I think people underestimate how hard that week is, though. Like, you can be really good and things just not go your way, and you're killed for the week. And it looks like you weren't good, but it's just because things didn't go your way.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
One day after seeing their season end in the wildcard playoffs, Packers players cleaning out their lockers this morning, going through exit interviews and heading into the offseason. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers fell to the Eagles 22-10 yesterday. Tight end Tucker Kraft was asked what he thinks when he looks at this team.
Couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their shit up, ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the offseason vacations, and that's just a crock of shit, man. We should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason.
Former Packers coach Mike McCarthy done with the Dallas Cowboys after not being able to come to an agreement on the length of a new deal. Now he's a free agent. McCarthy able to pursue one of the other openings in Chicago, Jacksonville, New Orleans, Las Vegas, or the New York Jets. Wildcard weekend comes to a close tonight. The Vikings meet the Rams in Glendale, Arizona. The winner gets the Eagles next week in the divisional playoffs. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging state citizens to learn about fisheries management in northeastern Wisconsin during some upcoming DNR public meetings. More details when we return, but first,
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR announced last week that it will host a series of 9 informational meetings across the state's northeast region to educate anglers on various fisheries management and habitat topics. The meetings are part of a spotlight series highlighting various fisheries in Green Bay, the Winnebago system, and inland waters in northeast Wisconsin. During the next few months, the sessions will be held both in person and virtually via Microsoft Teams from 6 to 8 p.m. The meetings will give the public a chance to meet and learn from their local DNR fishery resource specialists. The first meeting will be held on Tuesday, January 14th at the Wild Rivers Interpretive Center in Florence. The topic there is the Balancing Act, walleye management in Florence and Forest Counties. There will then be 8 other meetings traveling to such locations as Oshkosh, Shawano, and Wautoma. Topics include trout management on the Great Lakes and in inland streams, as well as walleye and muskie management. Visit dnr.wisconsin.gov and click News for a complete list of meetings. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures only tapping the single digits and winds blustery, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, making our wind chills feel sub-zero all day long. And a few flurries fly around late with no accumulations expected. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 7 degrees at our studios.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield and hope you all had a great weekend and getting ready for a week that's going to bring us some Arctic blast of cold, is at least what the weather meteorologists are talking about. We're going to look back a little bit because, you know, Friday we had that huge data dump. We're going to take a look at what those numbers had to say from a perspective that nobody's really talked about, and that's the stocks to use ratio. We'll look at soybeans and their trade. And of course, we're in a weather market. No surprise as we watch South America and even some of the weather here in the United States. And then we'll talk about some technicals as well in the trade as to what's happening on the livestock. We won't forget about them as well. So to bring it all together, it's going to be Sue Martin today. Sue is with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. And just up the road from where I am today, as I am on the road for the People's Company Land Expo. So I am in Des Moines, you're in Clarion. Too bad we couldn't have met somewhere in the middle, Sue, to do this conversation in person. But as you look at what's happening in these, and it was a big data dump, I think, on Friday, as you look at all that information, how do you see the stocks to use ratio really working into that information?
Well, it was real interesting. First off, over the years, and I've done this a long time, it's always been known that when you have a tightening stocks to usage ratio and tightening carryouts in wheat, corn, coarse grains, and rice, you have the makings for a bull market. Now, in the U.S., of course, wheat is pretty hefty in our stocks to usage ratio. They didn't really change the numbers much in the wheat market. Were they bullish? No. Were they super bearish? No. And wheat went down and triggered new contract lows on Friday before it turned around and joined in sympathy with corn and beans. But we also have technical signals of buying of large Elliott Wave 5s, a cluster of them, under the wheat market. And that just tells me that these breaks on wheat are not for selling. They're not for sucking up to being too bearish. Wheat's got a story that's going to start to form. However, the U.S. stocks to usage ratio at 39.9% for this current year, or, you know, 23 or 24-25, compares to last year of 23-24 at 38.3%. So we're 1.6% greater. 22-23, we're 9.5% greater. So that's not too special. However, when you look at the whole picture of the world, the U.S., first off, has some of the cheapest wheat. Our dollar's trying to, you know, kind of play a little havoc on us there. But other than that, we have the supply and we have some of the cheapest wheat in the world. But when you look at the world stocks to usage ratio, it came out at 32.3%. That's down 1.25%, or 1.2%, I should say, from last year. 23-24, we were at 33.5. In 22-23, remember now, you're coming off of the highs into the 23, you know, you're producing, planting in that record high year. The stocks to usage ratio that year was 34.7. So you're 2.4% less than that year. And so our stocks to usage ratio in wheat is tightening. When I look at rice, we're seeing a tightening in the world and in the U.S. there. And in corn, our stocks to usage ratio came out with this report. Now, you look at that 1.5 billion bushel carryout, and, you know, it's a big drop from where we were originally. Now, we're sitting on a stocks-to-usage ratio of 10.2%. In 23-24, we were at 11.8%. We're only 0.3% greater than where we were in 22-23 at 9.9%. That's in the U.S. In the world, we are currently at 23.7% of our stocks as a percent of the usage or demand. In 23-24, we were at 26.1%, and in 22-23, we were at 26%. So we're basically 3% less than we are in 22-23. So, and that's when we had much greater prices. And again, corn stocks usage tightening. We have rice tightening in the world. We have coarse grains tightening, which corn is part of, and then, of course, wheat stocks tightening. What it says is the weather in the U.S. this summer is going to be very crucial and important. And, of course, we've certainly had a nice rally. Today we got up to 477 on March corn. That market's been catching fund buying for some time here. However, keep in mind, to put it relative, last year, we are the highest now in price that we have been since the, I want to say the 20th of June of last year, when we got to 477.5. The high for the month of June last year was 488. And so, you know, and I look at my indicators, my charts, and they're giving me large fours and small C's overhead. They're right on us. Now, granted, if we nick over a little bit higher tonight into tomorrow, it'll move over with it. But what it's saying is don't bull up on this market. There's a large five quite a ways down, and it means the market's going to have a correction here. So I think we're going into this weekend, and, you know, I think we'll slack off of our highs here today and tomorrow, and maybe dip off towards the end of the week.
We've got a lot more to look at as we get ready here for the second half of the Channel Final Bell. I'm going to come back with a wheat and feed question thought for Sue Martin. It's the Channel Final Bell right here on the World Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again here to the Channel Final Bell. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network as our conversation continues today with Sue Martin with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. Sue, over the weekend during our weekend show, it was brought up by David Erickson talking about some rumblings about utilizing wheat more as a feedstuff, not obviously coming from the Nebraska-Iowa folks, but, you know, as you look at Kansas and to the west, them talking about that and the potential, especially when we see this, the fluctuations and the higher numbers in this corn market. What are your thoughts? Have you heard any talk about maybe a little bit of a shift to wheat as a feed?
Oh, very much. In the past week and a half, we've heard where feed wheat and sorghum both are finding their way into the Southwest feedlots. Wheat is just too cheap to corn. And is corn too overpriced? Well, I'm thinking technically yes. Can it go a little more? Yes. But I wouldn't be so enthusiastic to chase it. But what it means to me is that spread between corn and wheat is going to narrow. And this is one thing that, you know, they say the cure for low prices is low prices. Well, in for wheat's case, it's going to be that it's going to pull some of that feed demand away from corn. And so, you know, even though we still on corn have a decent, you know, stocks to usage ratio in the U.S., you know, globally, corn's in demand. And, you know, the thing I talk about is, you know, China has imported 105 million metric tons of beans in the past year from various places. And, you know, that sounds like a lot. That's a record. However, we have to keep in mind, China in the month or, well, it was in the summertime of last year on into early fall, they were building many new reserve facilities around the country. Now, they aren't doing that to just leave them sit empty. They're going to fill them. And China is one country out of the world, very large population, probably the largest, and then followed by India. But they are also one country that has never gone away from having reserves, not having reserves and doing just-in-time inventory. They have never done that because they know when you get tight food supplies, which is part of the reason they stayed in lockdown for 3 years, but they know that hungry people fight and overthrow governments. And so when we look at what's happening here with the wheat and, you know, shifting over, and usually it's wheat maybe in the north, northern plains, or on into the southern plains that'll be pulled in. And especially if it's anything in the way of any quality issues, it'll go as feed wheat. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I very much have heard that. I agree.
So we know that there's this Arctic blast that is coming through, and it makes me think of these feedlots and trying to keep some weight and keep cattle eating. As you look at the market, are you seeing some of that weather pressure on it, or is it more just watching what's going to happen with this cash?
Well, I look at the cattle. And I think that, first off, we have cattle that they've pushed some beautiful high prices. You had some storms and blizzards in cattle country here this past week and a half. And so to push the markets higher, I could see that. I also believe that it's the hamburger, the grind, that because of cattle slaughter not being so strong, it's the grind that has pushed that price of cattle or the product so strongly. And the packer's done a good job. When he needed to kind of prop up his product, he would drop the kill a little bit or manage his kill. But all in all, the feedlots and the producers have gotten pretty strong-willed about saying, I don't like that $2 bid that you've got. I want $2.01. And the packer went to it last week. However, I caution. I have large fives over the on Elliott Wave over the top of this fat market and feeder market. Now, do I think these are the tops for the year? No, I really don't think so. But I think we're looking at a market here that is vulnerable. I go back and I look at all the years of where we have had in a year of a five. And see, years of a five normally tend to be high years for cattle. It's part of that cycle where they hold back heifers and do their breeding. And then after that, you catch a whiplash effect where prices just fall. But demand's been very good for beef. And I think, again, it goes back to the product. It goes to the grind. And that's been supportive. But now, I think what we're looking at, every January since, let's see, so 2015, I think we had an $18 break in cattle in January before they turned and then went higher. 2005, I think we had maybe an $8 break.
What is the best way for folks to get a hold of you, Sue?
Well, our number is 1-800-527-0051. And you all have a great day.
Well, thanks so much. Sue Martin joining us today as we do a breakdown of what happened in this market trade. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's a Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Grain markets surged on Friday following the release of several USDA reports. March corn climbed nearly 15 cents and soybeans jumped close to 30 cents higher as traders digested bullish data for both crops. I'll be back with more after this. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Ag Solutions Financial Area Manager, about the financing programs available from Nutrien.
That's where we really use our relationships with our strategic suppliers, whether that be the chemical manufacturers or the seed manufacturers. We partner with them to be able to put together a program to be able to offer financing for their products and some of our products as well that will give them competitive low interest rate programs with due dates that are around harvest or following harvest so that they can have a little more flexibility during the season to make the best decisions for those acres. We know the name of the game is productivity, so if we can give a little flexibility in those purchases to alleviate some of those cash flow constraints during the season, that's what we're striving for.
Nutrien Ag Solutions offers financing options at every retail location across the country. For a full list of retailers, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. In a series of reports on Friday, the USDA slashed the national average corn yield by 3.8 bushels per acre to 179.3, a significant cut that dropped total U.S. corn production to 14.867 billion bushels last year. That's 276 million bushels below December's estimate. While harvested acres did rise slightly, the reduction in yield caused domestic ending stocks to fall to 1.54 billion bushels. Feed and ethanol demand projections were also lowered, but the tighter supply outlook pushed the farm gate price for corn to 4.25 per bushel. That's up 15 cents from last month. The soybean market also got a shock as the USDA reduced bean yields by one bushel per acre to 50.7, while harvested acreage was trimmed to 86.1 million. This brought total production down to 4.366 billion bushels, a 95 million bushel drop from November. Ending stocks now stand at 380 million bushels. That's down 90 million from just last month. Despite these cuts, the national average farm gate price for soybeans held steady at $10.20 per bushel. Notably, the grain stocks report showed soybean inventories up 3% year over year, with on-farm stocks up 6%.
Wheat painted a slightly different picture. With relatively steady numbers, U.S. wheat ending stocks rose slightly to 798 million bushels, while global wheat stocks climbed to 258.8 million metric tons. The winter wheat seedings report, however, revealed a 2% increase in planted acres compared to last year, with significant gains in soft red winter wheat acreage in Michigan and Ohio. Globally, tighter stocks for corn and soybeans reflected a bullish tone. Corn ending stocks were dropped to 293.3 million metric tons, driven by unchanged production forecasts for Brazil and Argentina, but with reduced exports. Soybean stocks fell to 128.4 million metric tons, with increases in global crush and imports offsetting steady production in South America. I'll have more when we come back.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Yes, Friday's reports from the USDA provided plenty of fuel for volatility in the commodity markets, with corn and soybeans seeing tighter supplies domestically. Traders will now turn their focus to the impact of weather on Brazil's potentially record-large soybean crop and the size of that country's second corn crop. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Sunny and cold today, with high temperatures only tapping the single digits and winds blustery, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, making our wind chills feel sub-zero all day long. And a few flurries fly around late with no accumulations expected. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 7 degrees at our studios.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Skips a beat.
to say hello. And I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you, you're something else. And I know we just met, but I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks. I wanna take you home tonight, just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. Yeah. You're gonna be the talk words, gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks.
Covered from Dell to Dawn to Dixie on my mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Pair of boots and a sack of clothes. Free and easy down the road I go, hanging memories on the highline poles. Free and easy down the road I go, free and easy down the road I go. Up. wind up broke. Free and easy down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. All around I hear the sound of money, but I ain't got a nickel to my name. And everywhere I look I see temptation. She stands on every corner and calls my name. Now won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man busy dancing while the poor man plays the band? Oh, they're billing me for killing me. Lord have mercy on the working man. Got his hands in my pockets, and he helps himself each time he needs a dime. Them politicians treat me like a mushroom, 'cause they feed me bull and keep me in the blind. Now won't you tell me, life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man busy dancing while the poor man pays the band? Oh, they're billing me for killing me. Lord have mercy on the working man.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you, sipping on drink number two, and trying to come up with some smooth, and waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more, can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before, got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're singing that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul saving, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that. Yeah, gotta give me some of that. Little more what you're doing right there. Swinging your hips and slinging your hair. Side to side, what you drink in the air. Lord, have mercy now, girl, I swear. Gotta get your number in my phone. Gotta give me some of you alone. We can worry about it later on. Right now, just keep making this my favorite song. You're shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you wear those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul saving, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that. Some of that. Yeah, I gotta give me some of that. In the ride by my side down the highway. In the dark in my arms in your driveway. All because of last night through my